Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional broadcast and podcast number 725. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to encourage you to pray, particularly in times like these. Today I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem titled God's Answers to Prayers by Beth Fisher. Dear Lord, help me understand as I kneel to pray that you indeed will answer it, though there are several ways. The first, of course, is obvious, the one we most like to receive. If everyone got a yes to their prayers, it would be easy to believe. But, Father, there are two more ways you may handle my appeal. So please don't let your denial dampen my spiritual zeal. For you alone can see beyond the benefits I ask for. So help me take no for an answer when you decide to close the door. And don't let me forget the third way you may answer my request, because you know exactly the time that it would benefit me best. You see, the hardest answer of them all develops true virtue, for we develop patience, Lord, when we learn to wait on you. Beloved, the simple purpose of this podcast and broadcast is to encourage you to pray, exhort you to pray, and yes, if you will, to motivate you to simply just pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not just pray to anything or anybody, but to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast and radio broadcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. God help us. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, believing, I believe that all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. And yes, it will rile up the devil to fight against you, of course. With that said, we do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God. Jesus said, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." He did not ask you whether or not you felt like it. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God in the Bible today is Matthew 6:5, which reads, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Beloved, allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. The encouragements here given to us are, as he puts it, and as only he can say it, "Thy Father seeth in secret. His eye is upon thee to accept thee, when the eye of no man is upon thee to applaud thee. Under the fig tree I saw thee," said Christ to Nathanael. He saw Paul at prayer in such a street, at such a house. There is not a secret, a sudden breathing after God, but he observes it. He will reward thee openly. They have their reward that do it openly. And thou shalt not lose thine for thy doing it in secret. It is called a reward, but it is of grace, not of debt. What merit can there be in begging? The reward will be open. They shall not only have it, but have it honorably. The open reward is that which hypocrites are fond of, but they have not patience to stay for it. It is that which the sincere are dead to, and they shall have it over and above. Sometimes secret prayers are rewarded openly in this world by signal answers to them, which manifests God's praying people in the consciences of their adversaries. However, at the great day, there will be an open reward when all praying people shall appear in glory with the great intercessor. The Pharisees had their reward before all the town, and it was a mere flash and shadow. True Christians shall have theirs before all the world, angels and men, and it shall be a weight of glory. We must not use vain repetitions in prayer. Though the life of prayer lies in lifting up the soul and pouring out the heart, yet there is some interest which words have in prayer, especially in joint prayer, for in that words are necessary, and it should seem that our Savior speaks here especially of that. For before he said, "When thou prayest, he hear when ye pray," and the Lord's Prayer which follows is a joint prayer, and in that he that is the mouth of others is most tempted to an ostentation of language and expression, against which we are here warned, use not vain repetitions, either alone or with others. The Pharisees affected this. They made long prayers. All their care was to make them long. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from E.M. Bounds. He said, "Faith and hope and patience and all the strong, beautiful, vital forces of piety are withered and dead in a prayerless life, the life of the individual believer, his personal salvation and personal Christian graces have their being, bloom, and fruitage in prayer. My personal encouragement to you today is this. Many people do not like to pray because prayer to God will convict you to get sin out of your life, and we don't like that. In order to effectively get through to God in prayer, we must be willing to confess and repent of our sins and allow God to create within us a clean heart so that He will not only hear us, but answer us. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayer and the House of God, Part 1, from the fine book The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The Lord used the writings of E.M. Bounds to teach me to help teach me the power of prayer when I was a young Christian. And I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, prayer stands related to places, times, occasions, and circumstances. It has to do with God and with everything which is related to God and life, and it has an intimate and special relationship to His house. A church is a sacred place and space set apart from all unhallowed and secular uses for the worship of God. As worship is prayer, the house of God is a place set apart for worship and prayer. Jesus said so, and I am adding that. It is no common place. It is where God dwells, where He meets with His people, and He delights in the worship of His saints. Prayer is always a place in the house of God. Prayer is always in place in the house of God. When prayer is a stranger there, then it ceases to be God's house at all. Our Lord put peculiar emphasis upon what the church was when He cast out the buyers and sellers in the temple, repeating the words from Isaiah, "It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer." He makes prayer preeminent, that which stands out above all else in the house of God. They who sidetrack prayer or seek to minify it and give it a secondary place pervert the church of God and make it something less and other than it is ordained to be. Prayer is perfectly at home in the house of God. It is no stranger, no mere guest. It belongs there. It has a peculiar affinity for the place, and has, moreover, a divine right there, being set therein by divine appointment and approval. The inner chamber is a sacred place for personal worship. The house of God is a holy place for united worship. The prayer closet is for individual prayer. The house of God is for mutual prayer, concerted prayer, united prayer. Yet even in the house of God, there is the element of private worship. Since God's people are to worship Him and pray to Him personally, even in public worship, the church is for the united prayer of kindred yet individual believers. Now, beloved, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ together and individually, collectively and individually, personally, for the following things together. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior through this ministry alone, and millions more to come to know you as Savior through other ministries. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries around the world. We pray for salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. And now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in their prayer requests. We pray for Ina, or Ina in Albania. Please give her faith, confidence, peace, and joy in you. Deliver her from depression and being bullied because of her freckles. Help her not to hate herself. We pray for Polly. Please fill her and anoint her to do everything by your Holy Spirit's power and use her to do your work. We pray for Karen. Please reunite and save her family. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts recently. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith, strengthen these in the faith, help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Help us to be the disciples of the disciples that you want us to be. Fill them with your Holy Spirit and help them to stand strong. We pray specifically for Estelle. We pray for Janine. And we pray for Vitalis, and we commit these souls into your hands to grow and to be the strong Christians you want them to be. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Margaret. And we pray for Josephine, and we pray for Mabina. Now, if you are listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, dear friend, allow me to show you how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.